It's Thursday, March 19th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. New electric-powered wheelchairs capable of travel over all types of terrain will be available to visitors with limited mobility at all state parks free of cost. Governor Mike Braun announced a $1 billion investment to expand various agriculture and life sciences jobs in central Indiana in the coming decade. And after leading the IU football team to a national championship, head coach Kurt Cignetti will lead this year's Indy 500 drivers to the green flag in May. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. New electric-powered wheelchairs capable of travel over all types of terrain will be available to visitors with limited mobility at all state parks free of cost. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the state's purchase comes from a grant from the Lilly Endowment.
Jeremy Warner uses a controller with a joystick to guide the heavy-duty wheels of the accessible track chair on its inaugural ride. The continuous bands of tread help navigate off-road environments, and each charge can last up to 8 hours. It is one of 45 new chairs going to state parks, with all having at least one. Warner says he used to backpack before a car incident 20 years ago that left him in a wheelchair.
Many of us tell ourselves these lies when we acquire disabilities, that we're not going to be able to do those things again. But as technology improves and we maintain our health, all of these things open back up.
Officials say park staff will be trained on how to upkeep the chairs and track usage at each park. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
Indiana needs to increase its skilled workforce to keep up with industry demand and to further grow the state's economy, especially in the life sciences sector. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on a new commitment from the governor to do just that.
Governor Mike Braun announced a $1 billion investment to expand various agriculture and life sciences jobs in central Indiana in the coming decade. Braun says the commitment will bring in over 100,000 jobs over 10 years. He also says the investment will be handed out based on performance. While no dollars have officially been committed to any business, Braun says the announcement is meant to signal to global industries to do business in Indiana.
This historic investment will empower region-led growth, bring in more jobs with higher wages, and further establish Indiana as a state for cutting-edge life sciences.
The IEDC says the investment amounts to about a third of its resources. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
After leading the Indiana University football team to a national championship, head coach Kurt Cignetti will lead this year's Indy 500 drivers to the green flag in May. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway announced Cignetti will drive the honorary pace car for the greatest spectacle in racing. Under his leadership, the IU Hoosiers went undefeated this past season and brought home the school's first national football title. IMS President Doug Bowles said in a press release that Cignetti was the perfect choice and, quote, his Hoosiers have been nothing short of remarkable and their national championship run inspired our entire state. Previous drivers of the Indy 500 pace car include Morgan Freeman, Robin Roberts, Patrick Dempsey, and Tyrese Halliburton. The 110th running of the Indianapolis 500 is scheduled to take place Sunday, May 24th. More news in a moment.
Hello, my name is Robert Haddad, and I'm a teacher at Fort Wayne Community Schools. WBOY have been crucial to my classroom, and as a community partner and public radio station, they are an excellent source for facts. It's a reliable news source for my students, for myself, especially in the age of misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. They're just an invaluable community partner for us. So join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how to at wboy.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. The Indiana Immunization Coalition released a statement supporting a new ruling that blocks federal changes to vaccine policies. As of last week, Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency ATMs became illegal in the state of Indiana. And WBOI Spring Membership Drive is underway, and we need your support now more than ever. Public radio delivers vital news, cultural programming, and life-saving emergency alerts, free to all. But now this essential service is under threat after federal and state budget cuts totaling $200,000. You can stand for independent news and protect public voices at wboy.org/donate. That's Who and What for Thursday, March 19th. These stories and more can be found at wboy.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboy.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Enkenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.